What is man? That's a question that has intrigued philosophers, poets, and thinkers for centuries. The term can have various meanings depending on the context. First, biologically, a man is an adult male human. Men typically have one X and one Y chromosome, and their anatomy includes male reproductive organs. Secondary characteristics, like facial hair and a deeper voice, often develop during puberty. Second, humanity. The word man has historically at its core has been used to refer to human beings as a whole, though this usage is now considered outdated and less inclusive. Third, cultural and social roles. Across cultures, the roles and expectations of men have varied widely, often shaped by traditions, societal norms, and historical contexts. Fourth, philosophical perspective. Philosophers have long debated the essence of man, exploring questions about identity, purpose, and existence. Understanding who we are, as individuals, as a society, or even as a species, is one of the most profound questions we wrestle with. At the core, humans are a blend of thoughts, emotions, experiences, and connections. We're shaped by our past, driven by our dreams, and influenced by the relationships we cultivate. And yet, we're ever evolving. The search for meaning, purpose, and identity is ongoing. When we look around and see what's going on in the world today, the only conclusion that we can draw is modern man is suffering from a distorted identity. An identity crisis is a common experience that many people go through at some point in their lives. It is a period of questioning one's sense of self and identity, often triggered by significant changes or stressors in life. During an identity crisis, individuals may feel lost, confused, or uncertain about who they are and what they want. They may question their life purpose, core beliefs, personality, and experiences. This can lead to feelings of anxiety, depression, and low self-esteem. Like so many others, I struggled with an identity crisis about who I was and what my purpose was. The questions of my identity began at an early age. I knew deep down inside that there was something more to life and that I was missing it. For a lot of my middle school years, I kept to myself. Like most teenagers during my high school years, I felt so confused and out of place. I felt totally disconnected from my peers. I remember how the kids would make fun of me because I didn't meet their social standards. I lived in the projects, and I was often the punchline of many jokes. Thankfully, I discovered that I had athletic ability, and because of it, I was able to find some sense of solace and acceptance. Football and wrestling were my sports of choice, and through them, I found a sense of acceptance by my peers. But deep within, I still felt like something was missing. There remained an emptiness and a disconnection. It wasn't until I accepted Jesus as my Lord and Savior that the void was filled and I discovered my calling, my purpose, and my true identity in Jesus. Although there are scientific and philosophical views of who man is as the children of God, we must turn to the Scripture to provide insights into the true nature, purpose, and character of man. The Scriptures provide us with key insights concerning man. First, man created in God's image. The Bible emphasizes that man is uniquely created in the image of God, reflecting his attributes like creativity, reason, and morality. Genesis chapter 1, verse 27 states, "So God created man in his own image. In the image of God he created him. Male and female he created them." Being made in the image of God, humans are endowed with the ability to choose, to love, to obey, or not. This is seen in the Garden of Eden, where Adam and Eve exercised their volition in disobedience, with profound consequences.